5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.
The Burt Show.
Now, just from looking at social media, it seems like everybody had a pretty busy weekend for the most part. Abby, how was Porch Fest?
So fun. So I always feel like there's been something on this specific weekend to where I haven't been able to go to Porch Fest in Virginia Highland, which is basically this big outdoor music festival. But instead of it being like a big stage like you would see at Coachella or Bonnaroo, it's a bunch of like local cover bands who are performing in all these porches and all those cute little craftsman style houses and in the neighborhood. And my best friend from college is, we know a lot of people live in Atlanta, so she's seen these videos. She's like, oh my God, Porch Fest looks like so much fun. I want to go. So I'm like, okay, we will make it a thing. We will put it on the calendar the second the date comes out and we will go to Porch Fest this year. So she came down with her boyfriend. They stayed with me and we just had ourselves a weekend. I mean, we got up, we went to a brunch, and then we hit the ground running from like 11 a.m. on. So it was a little bit of a beatdown, but in the best type of way.
It looked really fun. I'm assuming like these families just hire bands or I'm curious how like you get a band to perform on your front porch. Like what? Like
is that money?
Well, I'm sure there's compensation.
I would think. I mean, I think one would be the compensation, and two, the fact that it's doing so well. It kind of gives you something back to do it because people are going to see you in your music.
I'll be honest with you, it looked like abandoned houses, like homes that maybe people weren't living in. Oh. Maybe they're like owned by Atlanta. I have no idea, but I was like, yeah, if you're giving up your porch for the weekend, you better be getting paid some big bucks.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Mo, what did you get into this weekend?
I did a lot. Friday, I went to a party for the Knicks game, which I know sports, you know, not a big deal to most. But to Knicks fans, the Knicks winning on Friday was the first time that that's happened in like 25, 26 years. So they haven't been to the Eastern Conference Finals in a long time. So this was a weekend that New Yorkers will probably never forget.
I was going to ask, for those who don't follow the NBA, where are the finals currently? Who's still in it? Basically,
so it's the finals before the finals, which okay. I believe is the semifinals, and yep. It's the Knicks versus the Pacers. The Knicks got past the Celtics, which absolutely never happens. So finally, the Knicks are one game away from the NBA Finals. And yep. Then on the other side, it's OKC versus the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Gotcha. And obviously, being from New York, you're a huge Knicks fan.
Huge Knicks fan. And like I said, we haven't had an opportunity to celebrate a win like this pretty much my whole life. It's felt like that. So that was a big deal on Friday. Saturday, I was actually supposed to go camping, which I spoke about with Mother Nature. I was supposed to live out of her van with her, my dude, and her girlfriend. But the weather was really bad, so we couldn't do it this weekend. We had to postpone it. But she came on the podcast, so we recorded the podcast on Saturday. I was pretty much working all day. And then Sunday, I got back into the boxing gym, which I've been kind of waiting for my gout to slow down so yeah. I can at least start hitting the heavy bag again. So that was fun. And that was pretty much it. That was my weekend.
All right, brace yourselves, because I don't want you to get so insanely jealous of my weekend. Was I hitting the golden spike at the Atlanta United game? No, that was Bert who did that. So if you saw the videos online, he crushed it. He did a really an amazing job. I traverse to Sevierville, Tennessee.
Oh, okay. Oh,
Sevierville.
Which is right outside Pigeon Forge.
They got a Buc-ee's there.
Oh, dude, I passed multiple Buc-ee's there.
I don't know, Tommy, what that's, you know, every location.
Literally. Dude, I got a Buc-ee's t-shirt from Sevierville. I met a Burt Show listener who recognized me from the Burt Show in the Sevierville, Tennessee Buc-ee's.
Well, Tommy's an A-lister up there in the Sevierville, Tennessee.
Big facts.
You would have been proud, Tommy, because spotting the beaver, Buc-ee the beaver, on the giant billboards became a game with my son. So every time he saw Buc-ee, he'd scream Buc-ee in the car. Though we never stopped. We didn't go in. Sorry. But yeah, as soon as you get off on the exit to Sevierville, there is a ginormous Buc-ee's right there.
My best friend from college was driving up from Florida. And whatever, which one's the Buc-ee's that's south of here? Like right before you get to Atlanta?
Auburn? Well, there's Calhoun, but I don't know which direction that is.
That's north, but the one that's south of here, so they stopped there, and they got to meet Buc-ee the beaver. But here's the thing. It was a little blasphemous because she was like, look at this photo I got with the squirrel. And I was like,
You can't be calling Buc-ee the beaver a squirrel.
I know, put some respect on his name.
So, we got off on that exit, saw the giant Buc-ee's. We never stopped, though I was intrigued about the giant wall of jerky, but we didn't stop. We didn't go in, Tommy. Sorry. But it was myself and my 4-year-old Jimmy and then our neighbor Haley and her 2-year-old Riley. And so it was just two moms doing the dang thing. Cassie had sent me this place called Diggin' Zone a while back. And it is a construction theme park. So it's a construction truck theme park. So that's the whole reason why we drove the 4.5 hours it took us to get there is to go to this construction truck theme park called Diggin' Zone.
Is it really just a construction zone and they're using free kid labor?
it's a literal theme park. Trust me, we pay the price to get in. It is a literal theme park. So Jimmy got to actually work an excavator and like dig dirt, and they have all these games, like they have excavator games that you can play, and then there's actual construction equipment that you can drive, like real construction equipment. So like we sat there and drove a roller that you use to like smooth out pavement. I think the skidder, which he also calls a bobcat, was our favorite. Then they also have like a tractor you can drive. It was like this kid and he and Riley were just in absolute heaven.
The time of his life, I bet.
Oh my God. We were there for 3 hours doing the dang thing. If you're ever in that neck of the woods and if you have a kid that loves construction equipment, Diggin' Zone is your jam.
That sounds like a long day. I had to drive 4.5 hours and then we was there 3 hours and had to drive back.
Oh, absolutely. No, we drove up Friday. We got a cabin. We hot tubbed it up Friday night. Then we got up Saturday and we did the Diggin' Zone. And then we came back and we took a little nap, a little respite. Then we had some more hot tub time and then we did s'mores.
Ooh.
And of course I brought activities for the cabin. And then Sunday, she and I looked at each other. We could check out at 10. We were out there at 9.
The Burt Show.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers. Watch it work.